Maseches Yoma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. The Mishnah continues to discuss what happens with the Kohen Gadol in that week leading up to Yom Kippur, where he is sequestered in the Beis HaMikdash. And the basic point here in our Mishnah is that we want the Kohen Gadol to be familiar with the various activities, the avodas that happen in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is because, under normal circumstances, the Kohen Gadol does not do the various activities, but on Yom Kippur, he's required dafka him, specifically the Kohen Gadol, to do all the avodas of the Beis HaMikdash, all the various tasks that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. So during this week leading up to Yom Kippur, he is going to be prepared and make sure he's familiar with all the various activities that must be performed. So the Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Hayamim Hu Zorekes Adam. In those 7 days leading up to Yom Kippur, he is the one who applies the blood. Here we're talking about the blood of the Tamid Shel Shachar and Bein Harbaim, the daily offerings. He's the one who must apply the blood to the Mizbeach. Umaktires HaKetores, he's the one who burns the incense on the Mizbeach HaZahav in the Kodesh. Again, that's also done half a month in the morning, half a month in the afternoon. Umeitiv Es HaNeros, he's the one who, according to Bar Tanurah, Meitiv means cleans out the menorah, the lamps of the menorah. So we're talking here, there's a machlokas, exactly the order of operations. This Mishnah is going like the Chacham, who understand that the first five of the lamps are cleaned out, five out of seven, and then the Ketores is burned, and then the last two lamps of the menorah are cleaned out. So this is going like the Chacham like that, and we're talking about those last two that he's cleaning out after being mocked to the Ketores, offering up the incense. And again, yeah. And according to the Bar Tanurah and most Mefarshim. However, the Rambam learns that Meitiv Es HaNeros is referring to the lighting of the candles. And the Rambam learns, fascinatingly enough, that the Kohen Gadol, to get practice about lighting the menorah, actually will light the menorah not just at nighttime, which is the normal time when the menorah is lit, at the late in the afternoon, but also a special lighting in the morning, a second lighting of the day, to get him into practice. Further, the Mishnah says, Umakrav es harosh ves haregel. He's the one who offers the head and the leg of the tamid onto the fire. So the truth is that according to most Mefarshim, the Kohen Gadol actually applies and offers all of the various limbs of this offering, the tamid, onto the pyre on the altar, the Mizbeach. We're just talking about the rosh and regel because they're the most prominent and first two. So the way it's set up is the Kohen Gadol will stand at the top of the ramp and other Kohanim will bring him up the limbs one at a time. And he will then throw them onto the fire. Ushar kol hayamim, every other day of the year, meaning besides these 7 days, imratz lahakriv makriv, if he wants to offer various limbs on the mizbech and so on, he's entitled to do so, even though normally the way it's done is that whatever group of Kohanim are doing the avoda for the day, they're the ones who would do like a pious, like a lottery, and choose who gets to do it. But if he wants to, he can cut the line, not participate in the lottery, and do whatever he wants to do in terms of offering sacrificial parts. Shehakohen gadol makriv chelek barosh, he's entitled to pick whatever portion he wants to put on the mizbeach. And also venoto chelek marosh, this is a different point, he gets to take first dibs on the meats. Here we're talking about the sacrificial meats that are eaten every day. If there is a chatas offered, the meat must be eaten by the kohanim in the azara, and the same goes if you're talking about other offerings. So say it's a chatas, for example. So the meat is eaten inside the azara, and who eats that meat? It's the kohanim who are on duty that day. You recall that the kohanim are divided into 24 groups called mishmaros, and each mishmar serves for a week in rotation, and then the mishmaros are divided into 6 or 7 subgroups, each called the base av, and that means like if it's your base av on that day, then that one day of the week you will serve and do the avod in the base of mikdash, which means essentially, slightly oversimplified because we're ignoring what happens on the regalim. If you're a Kohen, you only basically do the avoda basically twice a year, 2 days of the year. Once every 24 weeks, you're a mishmar, and then one day of the week, you're a base av. So those people, the base av, are the ones who eat the meat that are offered that day, not necessarily the ones who did the actual offering of the meat, but anyone who's present at the base av. And the Kohen Gadol also gets to eat, and he gets to choose which piece of meat he wants. So if the Kohen Gadol wants filet mignon, he can take that from the chatas if he so chooses. Everyone else has to divide it up equally based on their hierarchy of who gets first is decided amongst the Kohanim, but equally. Important to note, we're talking here about first pick of the sacrificial meats. That's what we refer to as kadshei hamikdash. But if we're talking about kadshei gvulin, if, for example, people bring, let's say, truma to the base of mikdash, and say, here it's truma for the Kohanim, then the Kohen Gadol is like all the others, they divide it up equally.